Pablo Picasso, the most famous painter of the 20th century.
When you ask people to name a 20th century artist, my name is the first name they think of. My most important works are now sold for amazing prices. I was born in Malaga, in Spain, on the 25th of October, 1881. My father, who was a professor at an art school, helped me to draw and paint from a very young age. He helped me, and he often criticized me too. But soon, I was very good at art. The teachers at the Barcelona School of Fine Arts thought that I was very good. At the age of 13, I became a student at that college. It was interesting to learn about other artists, but I didn't want to copy them. I knew that I wanted to create my own style. When I was 16, I went to study at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts in Madrid, the capital city of Spain. I didn't stay there very long. I was bored because the teachers wanted me to do the same work as everyone else. I decided to leave the academy. It was more useful to visit the Museo del Prado in Madrid. At the Prado, I studied the works of many important painters, especially works by El Greco. Next, I decided to travel to Paris, the capital city of France. I met lots of interesting people there. Max Jacob, a poet, writer, and painter, became my friend, and we decided to share an apartment. Life was hard for us. There wasn't much money, and there wasn't much food. But I did create a personal style. For several years, I painted many of my pictures with only blue and blue-green paints. In other ways, these paintings were simple pictures of their subjects. I returned to Madrid because I was very poor, and also because I'd become interested in politics. With Francisco Soler, I published Arte Joven, Young Art, an art magazine which had a political message. I drew the pictures, mainly political cartoons. I signed my pictures with one name, Picasso. Well, my real name was a very long one. Pablo Diego José Francisco de Paula Juan Nepomuceno María de los Remedios Cipriano de la Santísima Trinidad Ruiz y Picasso. It needs three lines to write it. A short name was better on my cartoons. Also, I didn't want important people in Spain to know too much about me. I wanted to change the system of government in my country, but it didn't happen. Perhaps the system changed me in a strange way. At about this time, a rich American became my patron. She was the famous writer Gertrude Stein. She'd moved to Paris, where she created an art collection with her brother Leo. When I returned to France, I met the Steins. At their home, there were Saturday evening meetings of people who were interested in the arts. At these meetings, I met several people who commissioned pictures from me. At about this time also, I was painting with rose-red colours. My blue period had finished, and my rose period had begun. And soon, other influences appeared in my work. Ideas from other cultures. The influence of African art was especially strong. A famous example of my African style is my painting Les Damoiselles d'Avignon, The Young Ladies of Avignon. The Steins were helpful to me, but the most important help came from Daniel Henri Kahnweiler. He opened an art gallery in Paris in 1907. He loved my work and sold many of my paintings from his gallery. A few years later, I made a famous portrait of him. Soon I was able to earn a good income from my work. I painted all the time. I painted people. old people and young people, small people and large people, acrobats, dancers and swimmers. I painted places, streets and restaurants, for example. And I painted many still life pictures, flowers, guitars, hats, violins, and wine bottles were all subjects for me. Work was mixed with pleasure because I often met my friends in cafes. One person was especially important to me. She was Fernande Olivier, who I met in 1904. She became my model. I made many paintings of her. And she became my dear friend. During my life, I had many muses like Fernande, young women who were both models and friends. Fernande was my most important muse until 1912. After that, Marcel Humbert became my most important model. By that time, I was painting in the style which was called Cubism. Cubism was a style that my friend Georges Braque and I created. We tried new ways of showing three-dimensional objects in two-dimensional pictures. Cubism allowed us to show things in several ways at the same time. Marcel Humbert appears in many of my first Cubist works. But unfortunately, she died when she was 30 years old. In 1914, the First World War began, and the German army invaded France. The war brought horror to the people of Europe, and no art could show their pain. In 1917, while the war continued, I went to Rome. I went there to design some scenery and costumes for a ballet called Parade. This ballet was performed by the dancers of Sergei Diaghilev's famous Russian ballet company. My designs used Cubist ideas, and some of my costumes were made of very thick paper. While I was in Rome, I met Olga Koklova, a beautiful Ukrainian dancer in Diaghilev's dance company. We fell in love, and on the 12th of July 1918, we were married. Our life together was never very peaceful. I painted and made designs, and she danced. When Olga said that she was going to have a baby, I realized that my life was going to change. In February 1921, our son Paolo was born. Perhaps Olga and I weren't ready to be parents. Certainly, my artist's way of life was very different from Olga's way of life. So, my wife and I lived separate lives. My next muse was Marie-Thérèse Valtet. From 1927 to 1936, I painted her very often. And after that, Dora Maar came into my life. Dora was a photographer, but she also became my model. Olga and Dora hated each other, so life wasn't easy for me. But Dora inspired many of my paintings of that time, and also some of the poems which I wrote. During 1935, my daughter Maya was born. Then, in the later 1930s, war came again to Europe, a civil war in Spain. A group of men, led by General Franco, decided to replace the Republican government by force. Many people were killed, and much of the country was destroyed in the fighting. In 1937, German aeroplanes bombed the Basque country, the part of Spain near France. They did this because Hitler, the German leader, wanted to support Franco. Many people were killed. The Republican government of Spain asked me to create a large picture to remind people of this horror. Guernica is the title that I gave it, because the village called Guernica was at the center of the destruction. Guernica became my most famous painting. The Spanish Civil War, which Franco won, was the beginning of a much bigger problem for Europe. In 1939, the Second World War began. Once again, good people were fighting for survival. France was soon invaded, but I decided to stay there in my second country. I didn't want to live in Franco's Spain, so I stayed in France, but I didn't exhibit any of my work. I met my next muse, Françoise Gillot, in 1944, and in that year I also joined the French Communist Party. When peace finally returned to the world, I was in my 60s. I began to work in many different styles. Sometimes I recreated styles from earlier centuries in my personal style. After the war, I decided to live in the south of France. I became a father twice more, to Claude in 1947 and Paloma 2 years later. Paloma later became a well-known fashion designer. One day when I was 72 years old, I was working at the Madura Pottery. I designed and painted ceramic works there. That day, I was visited by Jacqueline Roch, who was very interested in my work. At the time, she was only 27 years old, but we became good friends. We became much closer after Olga died in 1955. Jacqueline became my second wife in 1961, when I was in my 80th year. Jacqueline brought youth and beauty to my life in my old age. Our marriage lasted until my death on the 26th of June, 1973. Jacqueline inspired more of my works than anyone else. During those last years, a wonderful thing happened. I was the first living artist to have an exhibition at the Louvre Museum in Paris, and there was time to think about my life in art. It was a rich life, both in art and in friendship.